In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. So, yesterday, remember, we talked about fasting, and it was yesterday, it was the first day of fasting, the Great Lent. And we talked also about how to prepare ourselves and what we should do and what is exactly the fast and how we should fast too. Stop talking, guys. Okay, the three of you. Well, one sit down here, please. Yes, one of three of you. Sit down here, please. Stand up. One of you. Yes. Take Monsieur Machinti. Homa. Okay, perfect. Yes, one of you, go on the back or on the front. Yes, sura. So, so I wanted today to talk about something different a little bit. I'm gonna go here, and there is something I was to talk about it, which is very, very, very important. We know that the first week it was a treasure, right? You said that yesterday, and we also talked about what the meaning of treasure. Today we're gonna talk about something a little bit different, but the liturgy. During fast, it's different a little bit. So, for example, we started in matin in the morning. So we started first as everyone. Yes. All virtue, صح نسيت صار كويس. Deacon Mina, like yes. Yesterday I asked a question and I forgot it. Oh my God! Thank you that you they remind me, because yesterday I asked about the virtue. And I told you tomorrow, about today, you're going to answer this question. You have to go back to your home and ask or search what the meaning of virtue. Huh. No one asked about it? Yes. Huh.
Does it mean something like a good thing, like patience, goodness, something like that?
Good. This is, yes, virtue, yes. Huh.
Good deeds,
very good. Huh. What else? Yes.
Virtue means like something about a person.
What about a person?
Something good.
Yeah, something good. So, it's common thing that we said about it, that it's something good. What the meaning of something good? I'm going to tell you. Virtue, it means that I have to gain something good in myself. For example, I'm not patient, for example. So I try to work on myself, so I'm going to, during the fast, and I'm going to gain a virtue of to be patient. Or, for example, I'm very, very nervous. I'm very nervous all the time. So what I should do? So I have to pray a lot during fast and work on myself and asking with also too with my Father of Confession to gain to be calm, to have the tranquility in the peace inside my heart. The virtue is something good that I gain during fasting too, especially fasting, because we are praying a lot. That's why in the liturgy, when I'm going to move now to the liturgy, it's something different. For example, we start the matin. You know what is the matin? Yes.
The start of our liturgy?
Yes, the starting with liturgy. So the liturgy is divided by many parts. First part, Abuna come and bow before the altar. And after that, he opened the curtain and started the prayer by, first things is what? Huh? What the first thing that Abuna start by? Huh?
Yes. Reading the matins?
No. The matins all, but what the first part in the matin? Yes.
The offering of the lamb?
No, it's later on, later, the after. Vespers is a night.
Thanksgiving prayer?
Yes, Thanksgiving prayer. Yes, Idum Shabiti. It's flying. So, Thanksgiving, the first thing that we are praying, it is Thanksgiving. In a matter. Very good. So the first thing that we are praying, Thanksgiving, and after Thanksgiving, we finish the symbols, the prayer of symbols. I'm gonna go through it here, okay? You see, Thanksgiving first, and after that, we finish this one, and there is a prayer after, and I'm praying here the litany of the sick, the litany of travels, and go for the doxology, okay? After the doxology, we pray the Orthodox Creed, and after we pray Ifnoti Nainan, which mean, O God, have mercy upon us, which is normal. Till now, it's a regular liturgy. But after that, Abuna did doing something different in the Matin. Never happened during all the year. Abuna, after he finished Ifnoti Nainan, which is, O God, have mercy upon us, he had the three candles in his hands, and he giving you the Bahil back, and start do a round. Around it means from here. It start by this way and go this way and bless all the four corners. Okay? And why he's doing this anti-clock? What that mean? Why Abuna is doing the anti-clock round? There's no time in heaven, exactly. Anti-clock, it means all things inside the church, it's anti-clock. It's outside the time. It's outside the time. So, after we finish, should Abuna start the litany of the gospel? But what happened, Abuna is doing something different, and he go inside the altar and close again the curtain, and we should turn off all the light of the church. What? Abuna Khalas finish all the liturgy? He finished everything? Yes.
I think it's because of the crucifixion of God. Like, when he was crucified,
This is during the Holy Week. This is different. Yes, you are right, but this is not related to this part. It's related to the Holy Week. Why we're closing the curtain, and also too, we turn off all the light. But during the fasting or fast, the Great Lent, so we are closing the curtain, Abuna closing the curtain, and turn off all the light and start something different to read. So the deacons start to read something from the Old Testament, the prophecy from the Old Testament we're gonna see here. You see? The first, for example, today we read from Isaiah. So we read the prophecy from all the testaments. Hey, stop here. We never read before in during the liturgy anything from Old Testament. So why Abuna is doing this? Why Abuna is closing the curtain and start by reading, or the deacons mean, starting to read the prophecies from the Old Testament, and after that, we're gonna see what will happen. Anyone have a idea about that? Why we're doing something different here in the Matin? I gotta tell you. Yes, Michael.
I think it's because during the Old Testament we didn't have any salvation, because Jesus hasn't yet died on the cross, but in the New Testament it's open because now we have the chance to go to heaven.
Kind, right? Really? Very good. You're very close, and you said a lot of things right, really. I'm going to explain to you. The last week in Great Lent is what? The Holy Week. So we are preparing ourselves for, as Michael said, for the Holy Week, for salvation, the Easter, the resurrection. So during the 55 days, Abuna, or the church, try to explain to us What happened in the Old Testament? It was a preparation for the salvation. So every single day, there is reading. There is a lot of readings related to the day. So every day we have a theme. And every week we have a theme. For example, the theme of the week, this week is what? Treasure. So we're going to see, for example, what is a treasure during the, all the week. So all the week is starting by Monday. From Monday to Friday, we're going to see all the readings until Sunday too. We're going to read it related to the treasures. And also too, from the Old Testament, all the readings also too, it's kind of related to the same theme of the day and also too of the week. But also too from the Old Testament, and we're going to see how God is preparing the people for the salvation. That's why we turn off the light. It was dark before Jesus Christ. We close also the curtain because the heaven also too was closed. That's why we turn off the light. We close also to the curtain and say, this is what we are reading here is the Old Testament. And the Old Testament, it was preparation for the coming of Christ. And it was the darkness. And just we finish all the Old Testament readings, we start by something different, which is here, the supplication for great fast. What is a supplication? After we finish the readings of the Old Testament, we remember that, Jesus Christ came for us to save us. That's why Jesus Christ, he came. So Abuna, go and open the curtain again and say, this is the salvation of Christ. This is Christ when he came, he gave us a salvation in this world. And that's why first things, that's why I said to you, we say, Eklenomen Taronata. And when we listen to this word, you read the meaning in English. Let us bow our knees. So first of all, Abuna reading that part from the Old Testament to say, remember, it was in Old Testament was darkness. He closed the curtain and turned off the light to say, we lived before Christ in darkness and we are waiting Christ. He came to us and he saved us. And after that, after we finish the readings of the Old Testament, he opened again the curtain and turned on the light and started by the supplications. The first things we say, Eklenomen Taronata, Abuna saying, Eklenomen Taronata, that means let us bow our knees, and all the congregations and everyone in the church say with loud voice, have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, Pantocrator. Again, and stand up. And after that, Abuna said again, let us stand, let us bow our knees. And the congregation answered, have mercy upon us, O God, our Savior. And again, Abuna stand up and say again, and let us stand, let us bow our knees. And all the congregation reply and bow, have mercy upon us, O God, have mercy upon us. Three times. Why we are doing that? And especially after we finish already the reading of the Old Testament, the part from the Old Testament, why we are saying that? Why Abuna, like, or the church, I mean, like, arrange this part in the liturgy?
Well, I think because, when God died, we don't deserve to, like, have another chance to go to heaven, but, like, God is the one that sacrificed for us, so...
What else? I said it already. I answered already during what the last 5 minutes.
Because we're asking God to have mercy on us so he can open the gates to heaven.
Yes, so after we read the Old Testament, so we remember how we lived in darkness before Christ. So after we open the curtain again and say, and we bow all together, say, have mercy on us, Father, the Pantocrator. And we ask him to give us mercy, to have mercy on us. And after that, we have all supplication. We ask about him everything. About, we're going to see here all the litanies or all what we are praying. We are praying for everyone. When he opened the gate of heaven, now we are considered sons and daughters. That's why we have right now to ask him. I will have supplication, and he is listening to us. He opened already the gate of heaven. That's why. So we're going to see. So again, when you are attending the Matin in the Great Lent, and we listen to that, Abuna, he say, Eklenomen in Coptic, it means Eklenomen Tagonata. Again. So, which again, the meaning of it, it means, let us bow our knees. And what we are answer, have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, Panto Creator, but we are saying in Coptic, Nainan Efnoti Efiotpi Panto Creator. We have to say it all together. So, I'm praying and saying, Eklenomen Tagonata, what we have to answer? Nainan Efnoti Efiotpi Panto Creator. Again. Nainan Fnoti Efiot Pi Panto Creator. Again. Nainati Fnoti Pi Panto. Last time. Naina Viot Pi Panto Creator. I'm gonna say it. Eklenomen Tagonata. Fnoti Efiot Pi Panto Creator. Nainan Fnoti Efiot Pi Panto Creator. Because we are saying it all in Coptic. Like, it's a little bit we're saying in English, but we are saying in Coptic. We feel it in Coptic more. That's why. So I'm saying, Eklenomen Tagonata, what we are answer? Nainan, Efnoti, Efiot, Pi Panto Creator. The last time. I'm going to say it. Eklenomen Tagonata? Efnoti. No, all together. All together. Eklenomen Tagonata? If not, if yod pi panto creator. Eklenomen tagonata. All together. Eklenomen tagonata. Nainan if not, if yod pi panto creator. All together, keda. Ma'abadina keda, which is like strong. We are saying strong. We are asking God his help and his mercy. But we have to say it all together, keda, with loud voice. Eklenomen tagonata. Nainan Efnoti Efiot Pi Panto Creator. And after that, Abuna, stand up again. After we bow all together. Okay? After we bow, Abuna, he say again. Anastomen Eklenomen Tagonata. It means, let us stand, let us bow our knees. What we are saying? Nainan Efnoti Pensotir. Pensotir, it means our Savior. Panto Creator is Panto Creator. Okay, that second one is a savior. So when Abuna is saying, let us stand, let us bow, it means that Anastomen Eklenomen Tagonata, we answer, this is easy because it's Nainan Efnoti Pensotir. Again. Efnoti Pensotir. Again. Nainan Efnoti Pensotir. So Abuna is gonna say Anastomen Eklenomen Tagonata. We're gonna answer him. Nainan Efnoti. Pensoti, Nainan Efnoti, Pensoti, again, Nainan Efnoti, Anastomen Eklenomen Tagonata, Nainan Efnoti, Pensoti. And the last one is Ki Anastomen, it means end. Ki, like end. Anastomen Eklenomen Tagonata, you're going to answer Nainan Efnoti, Owo Nainan. Nainan Efnoti, Owo Nainan. Again, Nainan Efnoti. Oh, Nainan Efnoti Efnoti. Nainan Efnoti, Owo Nainan. Okay, so we're going to say it together all from the beginning. Eklenomen Tagonata. Efnoti. Ot Pi Panto Creator. Anastomen Eklenomen Tagonata. Nainan Efnoti. Pensotir. Anastomen Eklenomen Tagonata. Nainan Efnoti. Owo Nainan. Repeat it every time, like every time. You can imagine that every day during only the weekdays. Only. Saturday and Sunday, we're not doing this. Because we have, on Saturday and Sunday, we remember the resurrection. That's why we are not doing any matanias during Saturday and Sundays. So that's why. So let's try together. So for example, if you are here, all come in the middle. Okay, first bow. Stay here. If you are the second or the third, we're going to go on the side, on the middle here. Okay, we're going to do it all together. We're going to bow all together. And we're going to say, Clinomenta Gonata, you're going to answer me. So go in the middle. Yes, please. Go in the middle here. All together, all together. No, the first one is keep yourself here. First one, keep yourself here. Like, okay, stand up all. We're going to go in the middle. Yes, yes. And we're going to bow all together. We're going to say together. Yell. Stand up all. And we're going to do a trial. Let's see what we're going to say. We're going to bow all together. We're going to bow all together. Okay? So you have a space. Give a space to yourself in the front to bow. Eklenomen tagonata. No, I want to listen. When we bow, I have to listen to what you are saying. Again. Eklenomen tagonata. Anastomen eklenomen tagonata. Ke anastomen eklenomen tagonata. Okay, let's go. Let's start the liturgy all together. So the deacons go inside.
The peace of God which surpasses
it all, together.
All understanding will guard your hearts in Christ Jesus our Lord. I have sinned. My Lord Jesus, forgive me, for there's no servant without sin, nor master without forgiveness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, for thine is the glory forever. Blessed be the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the perfect Trinity. We worship Him and glorify Him.
And Sophia Theopros Komen, Kyrie Eleison, Kyrie Eleison, and all with me.
We believe in one God, God the Father, one to the Lord, greater than heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages. Light of light, true God, begotten, not created, for us is the Father, and all things are made, who for us men of our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and the Virgin Mary became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered his pain, the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, and ascended to the heavens, and sits at the right hand of his Father, and his coming in heaven is glory, the church of the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who sees in the Father, the Father, and the Son, who worship and glorify. By the prophets and one holy Catholic and solid church, we confess from baptism and provision.
We look to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
Amen. 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 Am